everyone was seated. That's really strange for us.
We've done quite a few things there at that venue, and never were there seats and people just sitting nicely.
Real nicely.
Yeah.
You know, Imus or one of his guys went on stage, and they actually sat and listened.
And listened. There weren't any show your tits chants or fuck you. It was amazing. I didn't know people did events like that.
And I'm not beating up our listeners. I'm just saying it was a little different and a little strange to see a different presentation.
Yes, we were quite taken aback.
Right. You know, as far as our events go, we walk on a stage and they're pretty much yelling, fuck you, Tossin.
Fuck you.
And you think, wait, am I at the wrong venue?
I don't know. Yeah, could you imagine Imus getting up there and going, oh, I want to thank everybody for coming here, and someone winging a water bottle at his head?
Right.
Like, that doesn't happen. It happens when we go out.
I didn't even know the Hard Rock Cafe had seats for people to sit down.
Yeah. People to actually sit down and right. watch something nicely.
Right. And they actually listen and they don't shout out things.
Fascinating.
It was very fascinating. But not recording. It was kind of. I don't understand that one.
Then, did it ever really happen?
I don't know.
once there's no history of it, it's.
Yeah.
It's it.
How cool was Imus?
He's fucking the best, man.
He doesn't give a shit about anything.
That's the best part of it.
We could all learn from him.
He's just been through so much in his career and his life that he doesn't have to give a shit about anything. He gives a shit about, you know, things he's passionate about, the ranch and, you know, his friends doing the show, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, faced with something where it's like, oh, boy, usually you'd go out of your way to do something or say something nice, even if you don't mean it.
Right.
He's way past having to do that in his life.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just like, asshole, fuck that guy.
Oh, man.
Shithead, fuck you.
Oh, man, he had a lot of fuck yous.
It was great.
He had a lot of fuck yous, and I'm debating if I should give you the Don Imus fuck you list that he gave me.
I wouldn't blow up his spot.
I'm debating.
I wouldn't blow up
no,
his spot.
The reason I'm debating, because I don't think he cares.
I
think in a weird way, he wants me to give Don Imus fuck you list.
Maybe you better check with him first.
I'm debating. I could write him right now and ask him. Mm. But and it was good to see Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Your buddy.
Sean's great.
He's your pal.
He's my pal.
He's your pal politically. I like the guy personally. I don't really like him politically, to be completely honest with you. But, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, politics are politics.
I'm not a big politics guy. Actually, Imus asked me some politics on stage, and I go, I've never, and I can't believe I said this because I knew the audience. I go, I have never voted for a president officially.
Yeah, there was a little.
Oh, the booze. I got booze. And I go, I know, I'm that guy. But, you know, there was a lot of honesty
fuck
on that
you.
Stage. They were not happy that I never voted before.
Yeah. Not happy.
No, they were like, I don't understand that concept that you should at least vote. I mean, maybe someday I'll vote if I get real passion behind somebody.
I don't think that's just it, though. I don't think you're ever, and I don't think people that vote, unless they're fanatics, are really like, wow, I've got to get out and vote for this guy because he believes in everything I do. Yeah. He's always going to be like, fair.
I think I should vote for the local guys. Because local shit is where I'm at. The local shit drives me nuts.
A lot of times it does more voting for those guys.
Overall, the presidency doesn't drive me as nuts as the local politicians and the shit they're pulling.
Yeah,
it drives me crazy.
This is one of the first years, election years, like that I looked into all the local guys and was like, okay, what does this guy represent? What does he stand for?
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, I was looking for a lot of Second Amendment guys.
Right.
You know, locally, things like that. And just tax breaks, you know, guys that weren't going to raise my fucking local taxes.
Right.
Property taxes, things like that. And, you know, you vote for those guys.
I think it's time to dip in.
Get your feet in the water a little bit.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I think it's time to dip in. At least start looking at the local guys. Because, you know, I bitch about all the crap that is happening here in New York City, which is kind of my home now, I guess. As much as I don't want to acknowledge that I'm a New Yorker, I like to think I'm still a Long Islander.
Yeah, you've kind of been here a while.
Yeah, it's been about 6 years, so.
Yeah, you're a New Yorker.
But the event was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. It's very cool to be there. Oh, boy, we saw, go figure, Big A was there.
Yeah.
Good to see Big A there.
Almost Big A.
Almost Big A.
He's lost 80 pounds.
Is it 80 he's up to?
Big A, 6'4",